The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. We are speaking to the CEO of a well-known SA company in the gaming and hospitality space that's listed on the JSE and was founded by icon hotelier Saul Kersner. You guessed it, it is Sun International, which brought out its latest full-year results this week. Kersner passed on a few years ago and has not been involved in the company for several years, but he left an incredible legacy for SA tourism. But on the latest episode of the podcast, we are chatting to Anthony Leeming, who's been CEO of Sun International for several years now. Anthony, a very warm welcome to the Property Pod. It's your first time on this podcast.
It is, and thanks so much for having me. It sounds like a great initiative.
Anthony, we won't be delving too much into results as we have you on our other radio shows talking results. But before we kick off into a little bit more of the details, Anthony, how long have you been at the group? Did you ever work with Saul himself or interact with him at some stage?
Yeah, I've been with the group. This is my 26th year now, so it's a hell of a long time. And Kersner and I have met twice as a result of working. I met him once at his property Atlantis in Dubai. And then I met him when he came to visit Sun City, actually the year before he passed away. And it was an amazing moment when he came to the palace and all the staff were there to meet him and were singing for him. He was in a wheelchair and he stood up and acknowledged the greetings, but it was a real tear-jerking moment. It was fantastic to see, and the staff still had so much affection for him because his legend lives on.
Well, thanks for that insight. It's always good to hear some anecdotes about good old Saul Kersner. I didn't realize you at Sun International for 26 years. You look quite young. I won't ask you your age. But Sun International has some iconic assets. People will know them, obviously, Sun City, Grand West, and Wild Coast Sun Resort. Obviously, Grand West is, post-2000 was developed. But how are your legacy assets doing? I know your online gaming betting unit, SunBets, is booming. But this is the property pod after all. So I'm looking at your legacy assets.
Interesting, the last two assets that actually sit in the Sun National Group that Kersner started was the Wild Coast and Sun City. So when you look at it, Wild Coast did pretty well. We had a really good year, strong growth in gaming revenue, as well as a nice cost savings because there was no load shedding. So diesel consumption dropped dramatically and a really good result from Wild Coast. I think it's still attracting the Durban market, a very important market for it, and doing very well. In Sun City, you'll see in the last few years and having reinvested a bit more in the property, the palace, having a refurb. I mean, if we looked at everything, the grounds and gardens, Sun City is probably in the best shape it's ever been and started to perform really well. So we're looking at, 480 million EBITDA before management fees out of the property. So looking fantastic. We still reinvested in there. We're busy with the main hotel refurb, about 350 million. And we've got the Reserve Vacation Club, which is also undergoing a 210 million refurbishment. So we're very excited about Sun City and its future and doing very, very well.
It's good to hear about that. Obviously, an iconic asset. We've actually moved on to my next question, CapEx, a little bit. You talked about Sun City, but maybe you want to give a little bit more detail on CapEx on other properties in the group over the last year. There was a slight update on Sun City, but there's a lot happening there. You say best shape, but there's solar project. There's maybe you want to give a little bit more detail in addition to some of your other assets, because Grand West, for example, I know you'll expanded the hotel there.
Yeah, the hotel was actually expanded at the end of, it came open the end of 2023. So it was first full year of operation and really performed well. It really targets the sort of the gambling stain over the our big gamblers, also to be able to take our customers from around the country and also host them there, because we had a very small hotel prior to the expansion. So we've gone from, I think it was 39 rooms up to 108. A great hotel, great addition to Grand West, and doing well. We also completed a large-scale electrical upgrade, electrical infrastructure upgrade at Grand West. But the big things we did this year was this two solar projects at Sibaya and Carnival, spent close to 90 million. And these projects are really going to help us with saving costs on electricity, are performing well, and we're looking forward to some more savings from them. We also did a bit of solar at Sun City, a lot smaller, on top of the palace roof in the main hotel. We have done the entertainment center previously, so starting to look there. But when you look forward, our plan is probably to do more wheeling. Wheeling is where you get power through the grid from independent energy producers. And we're about to enter a contract on that, which will help out in years to come. The rest was really ongoing CapEx. We targeted about 6% of revenue to spend on ongoing CapEx across the group. Hotels and resorts tend to need a little bit more, and casinos maybe a little bit less. And Sunbet needs very little. So ultimately, I think a target of 6% is where we target over the longer term.
What does a 6% translate into on average?
Roughly about 800 million, around about that level.
Okay. And you've given us a nice update there. With the Table Bay Hotel, I understand that obviously you manage the property, so it's owned by the V&A. But that's quite a big project on the go. Well, I don't know if the hotel's closed already, but will that have an impact on the group, while it's closed going forward?
Yeah, I think if you go back to the history of the Table Bay, we built the Table Bay back in, I think, 1999 was when it was built. And we leased the property from the waterfront. So part of the deal for the lease was we would build the property, have it for 25 years and pay a lease. The lease was extended a little bit post COVID, but ultimately performed exceptionally well, really nice recovery from COVID. The waterfront says the V&A waterfront's actually spending the money in the hotel because they no longer want to just lease out the asset. They'd like to rather have the owner's returns, and we will manage the hotel. What does it mean for the group? We had quite a large capitalized lease up from an earnings perspective, probably about 3% of the group earnings will reduce. And then we will go down, then we'll get the management fees going forward. So I don't think it's massive to us, but ultimately it's a great asset, great hotel.
And what about the likes of your other properties? I know it's not your investment, but your BE partners in Sibaya, for example, have apartment development just outside your property there. And I know the likes of Grand West are looking at some sort of mixed-use development that might not be a Sun International investment. It will be a joint venture or, something similar to Boardwalk where you'll bring a partner in to up the mixed use, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have quite a valuable piece of land at some of our properties. Like the Boardwalk where we did the mall, we did with the Flanagan Gerard as our partner. We will be doing a mall development at Grand West. We'll still have an interest in it. We don't want to just give up total ownership, but we're certainly not retail experts. And Flanagan Gerard are some of the best. So we're working with them to do a retail mall, which will really only open next year sometime. There's a lot of processes and approvals to go through, but we are well on the way in that regard. And hopefully on track to start development in the middle part of this year.
I was down there last year and I chatted to the general manager, and despite the expansion of the hotel there, it's already packed over 90% most of the year. Are you looking at another hotel there?
Not us right now. I think in the longer term grand plan, grand scheme, certainly once the retail mall opens, we have some great conference facilities, but without the room inventory, there's certainly opportunity into the future. Nothing's on the plan yet. And we'll do that at a later stage. But we certainly have the ground to do so and the capacity as well.
The reason I ask is because, things are so expensive in Cape Town and there's hotel developments all over the place. So I'm sure there will be other opportunities there. Anthony, just on another matter in the group outside the CapEx side, any comments or updates on the planned Pyrmont acquisition with competition authorities not too keen on the deal? Is it dead in the water or are you still pushing as a group to try to get this asset?
No, the Competition Commission just gives a recommendation to the tribunal, and their recommendation was to prohibit the merger. We still feel that there's a reasonably good chance it'll go through, and we both parties are going through to the tribunal phase, which is at the end of the May, and we'll see what happens at then. Look, it's a 50-50. I don't know if the exact odds. It'll be a bit of a guess game, hence it's a flip of the coin at this point in time how they will see it. We do think we'll have a strong case, although we would never have gone for the deal in the first place.
Okay. So when do you expect that, in the first half of the year, of your new financial year, some sort of finality on it then?
Well, the hearing will be May, and then I think there'll be closing arguments in June, and then probably a decision around July, if all things go according to plan. So it is a bit of a process. It's been going at a long time, so it's hopefully will be wrapped up shortly.
Just looking forward, what's the group's prospects overall in the year ahead? And that not talking just property, I'm talking overall group. I see Sun is back to being the biggest JSE-listed gaming group in terms of market cap.
Yeah, I think when we look at our portfolio of assets, it's quite resilient. I think, you know, hotels and resorts have performed well coming out of COVID. While casinos might have lagged a bit, they still generate substantial cash, and we managed to really restructure operations come through COVID, and they're still generating sort of 60% of the group's EBITDA. And then we have this fast-growing Sunbet. And I think when we look at the portfolio, we try and work it all together. So looking after the customer, whether they gamble with Sunbet or one of our casinos, or they want to go and stay at one of our hotels, we look after them. So we call this an omni-channel approach to looking after our guest. And we think the group's brand and our portfolio is ideally suited. And I think that's why we are more resilient than necessarily than our competition. And it's adding incredible value to our shareholders. So we'll continue with that approach. I think we still see strong growth in online coming forward. We still see casinos sort of probably at some stage and getting close to reverting to more inflation growth. They are mature assets. It's still great. You know, there's a lot of people want to go visit them. Our footfalls are really in good space. So we're going to continue along that road. And I think we plan to gain lots more market share in the online space. And we do believe we have the team, the brand, and the capacity to do so.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how things transpire. Omnichannel was a big thing in retail, but it's good to hear that the likes of the gaming groups are talking about omnichannel now, because it's good, you know, it's important to play in both spaces. Anthony, thanks so much for your time on Results Day. I'm sure you were quite busy. That was Anthony Leeming, the CEO of Sun International.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.